don't know the particular name for it.
Okay, whetstone, wet rock?
No.
All right. Something bigger than that that you might use for sharpening an axe. You've probably seen pictures of it turning around, either by means of a handle or peddling the thing, you know, and holding the axe against
I don't know the name of that either. I know what you're talking about, though.
Grindstone or grind rock? Not familiar. All right. The name for the vehicle that I drove up in, you just normally call that a...
I don't know what to drive up in.
Well,
a car,
well,
automobile.
Yeah, sure. Okay. What do you usually refer to it as?
Car.
Car. Mm-hmm. Okay. And say if my car developed a bad squeak, I might take it into the service station, ask the man to put it up on a rack and do what to it? Get rid of the squeak.
Grease it.
Sure. All right. If he did that yesterday, I'd say yesterday the man.
Oh, past tense. Greased.
Sure. All right. And let's see if that stuff got all over my hands. My hands got all...
greasy.
Yeah. Now, if I've got my car there at the station, I might ask him to go ahead and look up under my hood and check my...
oil.
Sure. All right. What about this fuel that people used to burn in lamps before electricity was common?
Kerosene.
Yeah. Ever hear that called anything else?
Coal oil.
Talk about the same thing. Mm-hmm. All right. Did people ever make a kind of makeshift lamp or temporary lamp by taking a bottle and some kerosene?
I don't know what it's called.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a flambeau?
Mm-hmm. Okay. No.
What about the inside part of the tire? You call that the inner?
Tube.
All right. And this verb that I'm looking for, if you bought yourself a new boat, you wanted to check it out, you take it down. The process of putting it in the water, you say you're going to do what to the boat?
Lunch. Lunch.
Oh, yeah.
Lunch.
Okay. All right. What about talking about boats, the kind of boat that you would use on a pond or lake around here just for fishing? What would you call that?
Fishing boat. I don't know.
So would it make a difference what you would call it if you, you know, the time you had to use oars?
Rowboat.
Rowboat. Uh-huh. Okay. Do people around here ever use the word bateau, piro, john boat, any of that?
I don't know.
None of that. You know a good fisherman?
I'm not.
Okay.
Well, I'm not a swimmer, so I...
That makes it
all the fishing I do is from the bank. That's right.
Okay. I don't... It's been so long since I've been in the water. I don't know if I remember how to swim or not. I guess I can keep afloat. Well, let's say if a woman were going to make herself a dress... if she was going to town to buy the material for it, she might take a little square piece along with her to match. Do you have any idea what that would be called?
No.
Okay. The word I'm looking for, maybe in the mail, every now and then you,
I know what you're talking about. Companies send a sample of...
Yeah.
That's what the word...
Sample, yeah. Some people give me scrap or swatch or... Something like that. Are you familiar with any of that?
Well, when I think of the word scrap for cloth, I think of cloth that is being saved primarily to make a quilt or something out of it.
I see.
But I think of sample more in terms of, as you said, companies used to, in their advertisements, would send a piece of the fabric along with the advertisement.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. This adjective I'm looking for, if a woman sees a dress in the window that really appeals to her, she might say, my goodness, that sure is a
pretty
dress. And the comparative of that, you might say, well, this is a pretty dress, but I think this one's even
prettier.
Yeah, the superlative of all.
Prettiest.
Sure.